Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast. You know, so every morning, well, not every morning, every other morning or so, there's a regular coffee shop we wind up hitting. I pick up our stuff, come in, you know, bring Jody a coffee or two.
Or two.
That day.
You do not bring two.
No, I bring one for me, one for you, you know, maybe a little breakfast or something
sometimes,
like that.
Sometimes, Sam, but not every time.
And so something was different this morning that really stood out to me. And, you know, when you go into a place and you see regulars all the time, you see you don't know the employees. You don't even necessarily know my name, but you recognize them.
Right.
And they recognize you for the most part if they've been there for a long time. In this particular coffee shop, some of these, I would say probably about half of the employees there have been there for a number of years. Right. Person who's warming up the food, yeah. I recognize her. There are two of the baristas that, you know, I recognize. And so now that everything has kind of gone to this mobile ordering, mm-hmm. where you're not necessarily interacting, and I noticed this from the first day, that it changes that dynamic because it's a mobile order,
right.
and you walk up and you look for your name and you pick it up and you leave. I always interact whenever I see that. I say thank you. I say good morning. Whatever it is, I want
to. Murphy's here to get his coffee, guys.
I don't want to just walk up, take it, and run. Yeah. Even though I could, nobody would think any differently. But to me, that's just the right thing to do.
Become less personal. Yeah,
leave a little positive energy. Leave a little something. And even if nobody responds, I don't care. It doesn't deter me. I'm still going to do it the next time, you know? So when I walked in, I guess it was starting about 2 weeks ago, I noticed that they started greeting every single person that walked through the door. I guess when they would hear the chime, you would start to hear the greeting, you know?
Did you get the greeting that felt like they had to do it, like the mandated greeting?
Welcome to Moe's!
Yeah, it didn't sound like that, you know, until I...
Sounds like where you're going
but
here.
Even if you know that it's coming, it's still a positive thing. I don't know. It's still a greeting, you know? So that rolled off over the last week or so, which is
no greetings.
Weird. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if the manager's going to get him back on it or whatever. But this morning when I walked in, there is a new girl who is a barista behind the counter. And she, you know, said good morning and actually asked how my day was going. And I'm, you know, just in a conversation and told her to have a good, you know, she told me to have a good week as I was walking out.
Yeah.
Which is the way it would have been. Long before the mobile app ordering or all that, typically this place is known for that sort of camaraderie type thing, whatever you want to call it. And but as I sat there and I watched, and as I was walking out, I heard her do the same thing with somebody else. And I realized that she had a little special confidence there. She's the new person in a group of people who've been there forever. And she was the only one this morning that was actually doing that. And I would think it would be really easy if you're the new person to kind of succumb to the peer pressure. If no one else is doing it, right, exactly, then, you know, become quiet. But she didn't. You know, I mean, she was doing what no one else in the building was doing there by greeting and having conversation with people. And I guess that's just one of those things. Jody knows what I'm talking about when I say this. I just respect that. You know what I mean? When someone is not afraid to stand out in front of the crowd and do something, that's something that I applaud and recognize because it really isn't easy to do.
Right.
That's why most people don't do it, you know?
And that's a leader in the making is what that is.
Yeah.
Unless she is the new leader. You don't know that she's not there to... You know, spice things up and set a better example.
Yeah.
You know, she could have been an up hire sort of thing.
Yeah. For the future. That's possible.
Thing. Yeah.
But I mean, to me, and that also is that's a really good point because that's what opens the door for, you know, for anybody that's just entering the workforce now, you know, that's what opens doors for you is doing the extra things that nobody else cares to do or thinks that they, you know, should do or, you know, don't do out of fear. And,
I really wish more of those places, more not just coffee shops, but more when you walk into fast food places, even convenience stores.
Right,
you got that because, like, when you walk in, you know, like when I walk into Chick-fil-A, almost everybody greets you.
And it's part of the culture there.
You know, you could walk in with that grumpy Sam face, and when you hear, "Hey, welcome to Chick-fil-A," or "Hey, you know, thanks for stopping in today. What can I get you?" It turns you around.
Yeah. It does, and I think that even if it's something that they do because they're being told to do, Walgreens does it all the time. Welcome to Walgreens.
Yeah, they do.
I still think it creates, you know, to me anyway, it creates the opportunity for coworkers to kind of feel better about the environment mm-hmm. they're in too. It's subtle. I mean, and it may not make any difference at all. Ultimately, the only person who can decide to be happy is the person who's actually in the body.
Yeah.
You know, true.
To make that decision. It makes a difference.
It makes you feel like you're dealing with a human. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're always dealing with a human, but it's like when they converse with you, it's like, okay, yeah. you're involved. You're invested.
Yeah. I think it's really smart for any business that's doing that today, especially because everything can be done online. We're really used to something being so transactional now that there doesn't have to be human interaction, but you know, at some
should be
point,
just because it doesn't have to be, there should be.
Yeah,
it makes everything better.
It makes it nice, you know. I mean,
I would choose that over, you know, something automated or AI or a mobile. Even though I know you sometimes like mobile ordering or whatever you call it, walk up kiosk sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't care for it. I'm fine with a person.
Even in those cases, it doesn't wind up being a substitute when I'm doing the, you know, self checkout at Walmart or Target or whatever. I mean, I still have conversation with the people around. Yeah, you know. And so that part doesn't go away. It's just, I guess if you allow it to, it kind of can. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody becomes automated and somebody's not directly engaged with what you're doing, you know, if something as simple as being checked out and somebody's going through your items, it's almost like, I don't want to say forced communication, but that is an interaction.
Yeah.
And you don't have that interaction when you're scanning and doing those things yourself. So by companies doing the greetings or just simple things like that, I think they make a big difference in a world that's totally automated, because you're still going to keep some kind of human connection going there.
Jody, you'll like this one because it wasn't my usual persona, but I went to a grocery store the other day and the lady was checking me out and mm-hmm. she put all my stuff on the belt and she mm-hmm. goes, "Well, we've got a lot of nice stuff here. Do we have something big planned?" I said, "Well, it's a weekend inside to avoid the heat." She goes, "I'm with you there." And
sweet.
We talked back and forth, and it was because she had a happy personality.
Yes.
It wasn't just, "Hi, welcome to blah." Mm-hmm. It was fun to talk to her.
Good for you.
Unusual for me.
Yeah. Why weren't you self-checking out is my question.
This place didn't have self-checkout.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.